I promised you I'd give you a blow-by-blow each day, how the election's going, and
yes.
We missed it yesterday because there was just a bit of a lull in the action, but they're back. And finally, Tim Nicholls, you know, he's complaining, I haven't got any money, I can't fly anywhere. Mm. He finally got on a plane yesterday, like the rest of us do, probably got one of those cheap fares to Proserpine and drove up to Townsville, but he got there, that's the important thing. And when he got there, well, they're asking the question all of us are asking.
Whenever I come up here, the people of Townsville say to me, Tim, when are you going to do something...
I may have cut the end of that off. When are you going to do something,
Tim?
Like, when?
That's good.
All right. Actually quite good. The young bloke who ran the article on Channel 9, Joel Dry.
Yeah.
He's all right.
Because Tim went up there and he said, he got in the police helicopter. He said, we're going to get you a poll air. We're going to knock all these kids who are under 16. We're going to cart them off and lock them up. And he was really big. And the Joel Dry said, it's like an episode of Law and Order LNP. And I nearly fell off my lounge.
Today has really been an episode of Law and Order LMP.
Oh, I didn't realise I had that. I shouldn't have done his joke for him. Anyway. Because, Tim, what were you doing up there, mate?
This is not new. This policy that Tim Nicholls has announced today is ill thought out and it's absolutely lazy.
Well, you get stuffed, Yvette Dath. It's not lazy.
Tell you what is lazy. Labor's attitude to crime in Townsville is lazy.
Yeah. Got that.
Yeah.
Go in.
Okay.
Oh, I've had enough of it.
Well, who are you going for?
Neither of them. I can't vote for anyone.
Still nil all.
Except.
What? Yeah.
Nil all today. That's just a nil all draw. And that happens in soccer and politics sometimes.
Sure.
Because all of a sudden the Greens came bursting out of the sheds. And weren't they spectacular?
Well, they were spectacular for you because they're suggesting 4 new public holidays.
And $1 top on any train, ferry.
Well, I agree with
$1.
That. That's our public transport is ridiculously expensive.
But the 4 holidays, well, where are you, they're going, you hang on to all your public holidays and you get more. You know how much I love a bloody public holiday.
Well, hang on, when? When are these
Robin's
new ones?
Robin's got them in front of you.
International Women's Day, which is in March,
that's a good
March
one.
15th.
Very good.
NAIDOC Day, and I've just been trying to find out when that is. I think it's in June, July.
June,
anyway,
sometime.
Yeah,
NAIDOC Day's a great thing. I'd love to embrace all the Indigenous activities. That's unreal.
I think they're talking State of Origin.
State of Origin Day.
Now, I could have made that up. Okay. And celebrate our national parks.
What's that one called? Park Day.
Park Day.
Yeah. What do I do on Park Day? What's my obligation from the Greens on Park Day?
Well, just go and hug a tree.
Yeah, man.
Perhaps smoke something green.
I love Park Day.
Look at the munchies.
Marto and Robin on Brisbane's Triple M. I'm always hungry on Park Day.
That is weird.